Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
The holidays are an exciting time of year for kids. I know mine are so excited. And to help ensure that they have a safe holiday season, we've got some tips for you from the American Academy of Pediatrics. And my guest is Dr. Allison Tothy. She's the medical director in pediatric emergency medicine at the University of Chicago Children's Hospital. So, Dr. Tothy, let's start with some of the holiday safety tips. Let's start with lights, because everybody has lights all around. Are these dangerous? I always worry if a child steps on them. I worry they could start a fire. I worry about these lights. Are they that dangerous or not so much anymore?
Well, I think they can be dangerous if they're old, or if they have if they're frayed wires or they're broken sockets or loose connections. Any of those things can be dangerous. Most of the new lights, though, if you buy them new, are relatively safe as long as you're careful hanging them.
Okay, so lights, we just want to make sure to buy them new. Don't use too old of ones with frayed wires or something along those lines. And, you know, what about decorations? We've all know that tinsel is dangerous to animals, and, you know, those broken pieces of decorations, you don't want your kids stepping on them. But is there any safety things I'm missing here with decorations?
Yeah, I think that, again, it's like all of these tips, it's always using common sense, right? Putting the really fragile ones up high, or deciding not to use them at all for the years that you have little curious kids that can reach and grab them. If you're using food if you're stringing popcorn or candy from the tree, remember that kids are very, very curious and that they like to eat any kind of food, that whether it's on the tree or not, and you want to make sure that that popcorn you're stringing, if you're choosing to use that, can be a choking hazard for little kids, and to think about using something that is food safe for little kids.
Okay,
the tinsel.
Yeah, no, go on.
The tinsel, dogs can eat it, but so do kids, right? It's really, really curious, and lots of little kids like to put things in their mouths all the time, and tinsel or even small ornaments or small pieces of ornaments that can break off can present as a choking hazard.
So we need to look around for choking hazards if you have these little kids. And you mentioned, you know, food and food safety. So let's segue into that. You know, we have parties and there's food out all the time. And kids are at these parties wandering around trying foods. So give us some food safety tips at the holidays.
Sure. I think that, you know, there are two types of food safety. One is the actual food safety, making sure that you're not giving your guests or your relatives or your kids food poisoning, making sure that you keep foods in the refrigerator. And it's very tempting to keep things out on a buffet for many, many hours, and people keep going back and grazing, but remembering that food can spoil easily, and that you just want to be careful from that aspect. And then also making sure that if you're putting out food, maybe there's an adult area for food, particularly alcoholic drinks that are pretty colors that kids might want to drink. And then there's a kid area for kid-appropriate foods as well.
That is a really good point, Dr. Tothy, because I was at a party recently, and there were some kids in the 12 to 14-year-old age, and adults are setting their drinks down and walking away. And you can see the look on some little kids' faces where they're like, I'm going to go over there and drink that. So we really have to be extra vigilant if you've got teenagers in the house and alcoholic beverages, that people aren't setting their drinks down.
Yeah, I mean, teenagers, I was even thinking of just those little kids that are 2, 3 years old, and some of the drinks during the holidays, they look like milkshakes. Eggnog has
eggnog,
alcohol, but it looks like a milkshake. Or, you know, the fruit punch that looks like this beautiful red color that looks really yummy to kids, but then it actually has alcohol in it. Little kids might want, and it tastes good, right? You can't always taste the alcohol in it, and kids can get intoxicated or drunk very, very quickly. And then teenagers are a whole another spectrum of what they're, you know, why they're choosing to drink those drinks.
Well, I know that that's something that every parent really does have to be, you know, extra vigilant about at that time. Now, what about these parties, Dr. Tothy? If you hear, I used to have this nutso aunt who, if she heard even somebody sniffled that was coming to the party, she wouldn't come. You know, this is a time of year. The flu is rampant. My doctor says that there's all kinds of things going around, including lice. So do you, like, you know, wrap your kids up in some kind of a hazmat suit to go to these parties? Or do we just go and, you know, risk it, throw caution to the wind? We don't want to get sick at this time of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking about it today while I was taking care of all the little kids that were coughing and sneezing on me, how I didn't want to get sick for the year. And, you know, I'm just, I do a lot of precautions. We wash hands. I would recommend at a party, you know, having your kids wash their hands frequently, having the parents wash their hands frequently. If you know that your, you know, aunt has a cold, then maybe they don't have to kiss your kids or hug your kids tightly. And some of that really close contact could be avoided to try and keep your kids and your family healthy.
Okay. So, and again, as you say, washing your hands is usually a great way to at least give yourself that little extra, or carrying sanitizer to the party.
Yep,
and not seeming
absolutely
like that nutso person, but here, kids, put this on real quickly before we go, you know, doing anything else. Now, what about things like fireplaces? Obviously, as you said, common sense, but there's fire and candles, you know, because it makes it romantic and holiday-like.
Yeah, so watching your kids, particularly around fireplaces, not leaving them alone in rooms where you know that there's a fire going on, educating your kids about what dangers fires present. And even with candles, open flames, not having, if you're lighting a menorah, not leaving the, you know, Hanukkah candle up in the middle of a room where a kid can knock it over, not putting lit candles on trees because those trees can go up in flames. So there's a lot of precautions you can do, but I also think you can do a lot of education with your children about what they shouldn't be doing around fires.
Okay, and in the last minute here, we've got, how about gifts and things? You know, I mean, we've been hearing about button batteries. We've been hearing about those marble magnets.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I mean, what do you do when someone gives you one of these?
Well, I think, you know, even button batteries are in those cards that make music, the holiday cards that make music. You have to keep those out of reach. All of those things that have button batteries are sort of inevitable now, right? You just have to keep them, try and keep them away from kids. If you think that it's something that a child can easily, a case that can easily be opened, seal the case up better. And more importantly, I would encourage your relatives and your friends to give your children gifts that are age appropriate.
Well, so you can always encourage, but, you know, I mean, it just doesn't always happen. And gift cards are good because then you can go with your child and pick stuff up and let your child pick stuff out that you have approved.
Yeah, I just, you have to look at the instructions, read all the instructions carefully when you get a gift. Again, if you think that it's a battery area that can be easily opened, perhaps tape it or secure it more completely so that a child can't get into that battery area if you're concerned about that. If they're small pieces, you might have to say, you know what, you're just too little at this point. Let's put it away for another year until you can use it, and maybe replace that gift with something else.
That's a great way to do it, and such good advice in the last 30 seconds or so that we have left. Dr. Tothe, give us your best advice for a safe but yet still fun holiday season.
I think that if you watch your kids, you pay attention to where they are, and you follow very, very simple safety instructions, you and your family can have a great holiday season.
Well, and as you say, we definitely need to use common sense and look around you. And when you're going to parties with your kids, you know, kind of keep an eye on them. And as fun as it is to talk to other adults, still keep an eye on your kids and make sure that they don't get into things that they shouldn't, so that we can have a very safe and happy holiday season. You're listening to Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Stay well.